Belfast Christmas Market will open its doors on Saturday in the grounds of the City Hall. It'll offer over 30 international traders with some unusual foods and gift ideas, but not all traders are happy at this yearly arrival. Some say it can have a negative impact on local businesses elsewhere in the city. Gavin Gregg is the owner of City Picnic. It's a restaurant located in the centre beside the Primark building. Morning to you, Gavin.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Well, some people describe these others as blow-ins. Look, they're at the end of the day, they're trying to make a living. But you're trying to make a living all year round, and you see these people, these international traders, they come in and they go away again. And meanwhile, you've got to pay and try to pay rates all year round.
Yeah, really, that's it in a nutshell. I mean, the idea of the Christmas market in the city centre is brilliant. I love the idea of a Christmas market in the city centre, but it doesn't have to be round the City Hall. You know, the rest of Belfast, there could be three zones that Belfast is split up into in the city centre, and all the traders take advantage or have advantage through paying rates and rent all year round of the market traders being intermingled within the businesses in the different areas. And it should be split up, so it's not always round the City Hall, because all the trade goes to the City Hall, and then you're left with a lot of the other businesses at the busiest time of the year who pay rent and rates all year, having a closed shop market round the City Hall. And what I mean by a closed shop market round the City Hall, when you try to get into those pitches, all the top pitches in the City Hall site are taken. So even if you wanted to get in there as one of the traders, you're not given a great site, if you're lucky even to get a site.
Who decides who gets the top pitches?
The council.
And how do they decide who gets the top ones?
Well, to be honest with you, not entirely sure how it's done, but any dealings that we've had, all the top sites are taken. So the first one that you walk into on the right-hand side, which is the main site, that's taken as a closed shop. And it's not by any trader that is from Belfast. That doesn't add up to me. All the sites should be offered to the traders who trade throughout the year. But I think it's time as well, to be honest with you, Stephen. The Christmas market's been there. We've all seen the Christmas market. We know the Christmas market. We know the City Hall. The City Hall should be lit up the way it looks. It's beautiful. And then the rest of the city should be celebrated with, yes, I love a Christmas market. I think it's fantastic.
Beautiful. It's a big draw. Beautiful. People come into the city to go to that Christmas market. People who don't go into the town usually go in because of that Christmas market. So it is a success story. But is it being, and should it be more loyal to our local traders?
Well, I think so. It should be more loyal, and I think it should be spread throughout the city. So we should make it pedestrianised. All the major cities throughout the UK talk about how successful it is to pedestrianise it. Through the three, four main weeks of Christmas, pedestrianise three different areas each year. So each year it's one particular area that's picked, and work with the commercial traders who pay the rent and rates throughout the year. Don't just take the Christmas period and surround the City Hall in that lucrative time when we've paid the rent and rates throughout the year. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to work out. That doesn't sound overly fair, especially when it's a closed shop as well. So if you rock,
well, they would deny it's a closed shop, wouldn't they? They would deny that.
Well, they might deny it, but I mean, you only got to sit there face to face and have a conversation about which pitch would be available to me next year, and then the list of pitches that are available don't include the prime site. That's strange.
You know, I think we need to go back to Belfast City Council, to be fair to them, this morning.
Okay.
And I think we need to ask them, who decides and how do they decide who gets these prime sites within the market? I presume there must be a committee of people deciding that. I think also a fair question from me to them is, why are local traders not getting the prime sites? Why are they not actually given favouritism? So yeah. why would that not be the case? Why would the people who pay rates all year round not be given the prime sites?
Yeah. And what about looking at a more entrepreneurial vision where you look at three sectors or four sectors within the city that we, you know, each year it's a different site. So next year you're lighting up the Cathedral Quarter, the year after you're lighting up Fountain Street, the year after you're, et cetera. Imagine that. Each year it's different. Wouldn't that be amazing? Have you been down? Were you there last week down at the Fountain Centre one? Were you down there last week at the Cathedral Quarter? I mean, how amazing would that be? Rather than just putting it round the green grass of the City Hall each year, and using the coffers from that just for that particular site. I mean, we've done the City Hall Christmas market. It's been done, like.
Yeah, but it's a success story, so don't break it if it ain't broken.
Well, is it a total success story if my business drops by 20% after paying rent and rates all year, and it drops by 20%? Your city centres, what is the story, Stephen? The city centres are on the news all the time as suffering. City centres, you need city centres to survive. But are we only interested in us paying the rent and rates for 11 months, and then when it gets the busiest time of the year, you bring everything round to City Hall? That doesn't matter.
Well, here's the number today. Stay there for me, Gavin. Okay. 030 30 80 55 55. The former Belfast City Councillor Chris McGimsey with us today. Is that fair criticism from Gavin, Chris?
Well, I think some of what he's saying is fair, but he must realise what happened to City Council. That's a continental market, bringing traders from all over Europe, and that is the way it was set up. It has been incredibly successful, and they would decide. I think they would decide who gets what pitches. I mean,
but how do they decide it?
Well, as I understand it, that the front of the City Hall is leased to the continental markets, and they then work from there. They're bringing people from all over Europe. But in addition, now to take the point again,
with our local traders at a disadvantage.
Well, we recognise that, and we started and put the units all along Donegal Square North. You'll see them up as well, and they're all for local traders. It's usually food outlets and crafts and trade and so on like that to try and expand it and to give the local traders more of a penetration there in that market. But we've got to say that market was set up. It's 20 odd years ago. It was set up. It has been a phenomenal success. It's been bringing people into Belfast who wouldn't normally visit. I mean, there was a survey done. City Council did a while back, and they discovered that 49% of the people who were at the market said they're in specifically to see the market. And we also know that, the hotels do deals on people coming to stay. And
I hear all this, Chris, but if you're the local shop owner like Gavin here, and you're paying rates that month and every other month, and you're 100 yards down the road, and you've got all of this attention on these international traders who blow in and blow out again, Are you having your rates waived that month? No, you're not.
No,
so
you're
having all the might and the power of a continental market working against you in the Christmas month.
Well, this is the first time that we've been, certainly when I was in council for 17 years, I never came across this complaint before. But it's a legitimate complaint, and it's one that we have to look at. I mean, we have been expanding, and say we expanded from the initial thing, which was the Continental Market and the City Hall, to put the market along Donegal Square North. Perhaps it's time to move it still further. We also put extra work into St George's Market, and you know, over in the East Belfast, we have a market 22nd to the 24th, and we have Christmas lights on and so on. So we're trying to expand that.
I think the counter to this, and let's bring you back in, Gavin, is: does this not improve footfall in the whole city centre, and therefore you are getting a turn out of it?
It does massively.
Because if it draws people into the city centre, then they're not just going to walk into the City Hall and out again. Presumably, if your business is good enough, they're in the city, they'll visit your business.
Well, the facts are we dropped by 20%. So the day before the market, we're at a level. The day the market opens, we drop by 20%. But you listen to Chris, Stephen. Chris just said the continental market is an amazing success, and they decide who goes in and out. And the continental market is in charge of all of these traders coming in from all other parts of Europe. You know, he's telling you himself, it doesn't add up. Now, remember how I start. I love the Christmas market. But is the Christmas market in Belfast City Centre only about putting it round the City Hall, with the continental market having the rights of who goes in and out and the prime site? Does that make sense? Because I think your listeners are smarter than that, Stephen.
Well, Stephen, let me say this. I mean, I can take the point that he's saying. But I mean, we're aware of these issues. And we were aware in City Council. I remember we did a bit of survey in City Council.
Well, no, you're not, because you've just said this morning, Chris, a number of seconds ago, this is the first time this has been raised.
Well, exactly. That's what I heard.
Well, we're aware of these issues. This is the first time I've come across a formal complaint or anybody ever saying that. When we looked through at those issues, we found that, for example, I mean, we did surveys and so on, I guess. We found that 66% of the people who attended the Continental Market, when they were asked, they said, yes, they were also eating out in Belfast, other than in the Continental Market, and they were also visiting shops. The idea behind this is to bring more people into the city centre so that more people visit our shops, and it helps the shopkeepers. They are the ratepayers.
Yeah, but the city, but look, Chris, look, and you're a former Belfast City Councillor. But I think it's at least logical for me to pose a question that if the city, the Continental Market, the Christmas Market at the City Hall is such a success, how many prime pitches are prioritised for our local traders? And should they not be? Should it not be the people who sustain the city all year round, who are loyal to the city, who are loyal to the ratepayer? They're paying rates all year round. Is there no one from within Belfast City Council making sure that the rules around this engagement are that a certain number of prime pitches are restricted for the most loyal local traders who are keeping our city alive all year round? Like, that's a logical question from me.
Well, it is a logical question. And I can't give you the exact answer to that. City Council can officially do that. One of the things that we did do, and this is what you're trying to meet Gavin's point as well, is with all the pitches along Donegal Square North. I mean, overall, I think there's about 30 pitches in the market, and in the Continental Market, which is a one-off single entity, and there's another 70, I think, outside. So there's about 100. They're all local.
Let's talk about the pitches in our local City Hall.
Yeah, well,
are any of those pitches prioritised, the prime pitches, are any of them prioritised for the local traders who are paying the rates all year round?
Well, I can't answer that. I know some of them are local, but they're overwhelming. The whole concept of Continental Market is bringing Continental Europe into Belfast, and it's massively successful. There's tens of thousands of people go, and as I say, 49% of them say that when they're in Belfast, they go and they eat in restaurants and shop in other shops other than the market.
Sure, that's
what it's all about.
I hear that, but some people might argue that if you do have these international traders, whoop the doop and brilliant for them, but if you are having such a bad impact on local traders at Christmas time, there's at least an argument, well, don't be crying then if some of these people go out of business and Belfast City Centre looks more barren as a result the rest of the year, which is why this is an interesting conversation to have. Jim and Ballyclare. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
What do you think? Morning.
Listen, your show's usual, and I thought talking about the Christmas market was a bit of a joke in Belfast. I have been to a number of places, Innsbruck in Germany, Heidelberg in Germany, Strasbourg in France, and the markets there are hugely bigger. I mean, hugely bigger. Excuse me. And they're spread throughout the town. You could have Christmas market in Custom House Square and City Hall and Castle Junction and maybe many other places as well where people move around the city, whereas people only go into the Belfast Christmas market and then they go home again.
So you actually want it bigger?
Oh yes, certainly.
Well, Stephen, can I just say, I would be all in favour of that. I'm not obviously speaking for council. I'd be all in favour of expansion and diversification throughout the city, but the evidence is not that people go in what your speaker just said there. It's not that people simply go into the market, shop in the market and leave. We find half of them in surveys come back and say yes. They also eat elsewhere and they shop elsewhere. They go around the shops. And the concept behind this is to bring more people in, so more people not only visit the market but visit all the ancillary shops and all the main...
Well, if that is true, why is Gavin Gregg's trade 20% down? And is that... There must have been research into this. Is that indicative of other businesses, local traders? Does their trade actually, is the net impact of this market a drop in trade for the majority of our local traders, or is their trade up? And I don't know the answer to that, but I think we should find out.
Well, I think we should find out. I actually, when I said at the start, no one has ever come to me in all those years and said that their take is down. I take what Gavin says, and I accept what he says, but I mean, perhaps we need to look at some of these issues again. Castle Street is a sort of a peripheral to the central shopping, and maybe we need to look at doing something in the peripheral areas.
Do these traders, these international traders, do they have to pay rates in the month they come in?
I'm not actually sure. I think they have a sort of set fee and they come in. But I mean, one of the interesting things is, I mean, you know, Chris's answers and what he's saying, you know, a lot of these facts and figures and the research they do is always skewed.
I'm sure they would dispute that.
Well, which is fine. And we can talk about different ways of interpreting statistics. But the council have an inability, a lot of the time, in my opinion, to really listen to what are the facts. I mean, look at a very simple example. Your first person that came on the telephone just reiterated what I had said. Let's spread this around. It makes sense, not just put it in one place. He had visited lots of cities in Germany and France, and he said, this is what you should do. So that was your first person that came onto the radio. The other thing is, well, look at what you first walk into on the right-hand side of the Christmas market. Is an international burger-style unit that does different types of burgers. And are you trying to tell me within the celebrated Belfast food community that there's not a food establishment that could go in there and do as good a job, if not better, locally? And yet we choose to bring in, you know, ostrich burger from wherever. And you've seen the sort of setup. I mean, you know, I think it takes a lot more visionary approach. We've seen that, Bert. Why is that pitch not offered to someone else in Belfast?
The idea behind a continental market is to bring traders from the continent over. They go all over Europe. They're in cities all over Europe, and there's absolutely no doubt. You say these are all skewed and posy, they're all fanciful, but the figures are quite clear. There's a massive increase in footfall in the Belfast city centre when the market's on.
Well, but it's also a Christmas time, so you would expect an increase in footfall.
Yeah, but I mean,
you honestly believe that it makes sense for all the traders in Belfast to pay rent and rates for 11 months of the year, and then on the busiest month of the year, you bring in somebody from another part of Europe to sell burgers in the city centre and exclude all the other amazing food outlets that we have to offer in Belfast. Do you think that makes sense?
See, the food outlets are not excluded. They're there and they're operating, and they're telling us that there's increased sales. The hotels say that there's increased bed nights, and we understand that there's increased shopping takes place in the shops. I think Castle Court benefits, and I think Victoria Centre benefits.
Now, I think if you hone down
the idea is not to give foreign traders a lot of money and damage local traders. The idea is to actually try and help local traders, bringing even more people in. And I think it does. And I think that's
okay. All right.
I mean, it's hilarious, Chris, that then you talk about the other areas outside the market. You put up a few huts outside, poultry, unprofitable pitches offered that are not commercially viable for the traders to go in.
Well, that's not right. If they were not commercially viable, there wouldn't be so many people looking to take them. And that's not a few huts outside. I mean, that's Donegal Square North. It's the centre of Belfast. You couldn't be any more central than that.
Okay, and Mickey next. Morning, Mickey. Go ahead.
Right. Money at the town you get City Hall, the only end of town you get 50 Bill Quarter, Custom Square. Why not have in the Custom Square at the same time, because there's so many different communities living in Northern Ireland who have businesses to run and make money at this time of year too, have it open for the Evans. And have it like a bit of a competition sort of thing. And see what the footfall on one end of town and footfall on the other end of town. And they're going to walk from City Hall the whole way round to the shop somewhere. You're going to shop right beside the City Hall.
if you get the Cathedral Quarter going, you're going to shut down Glenda bars and restaurants at that time as well.
That is actually what's happening. If you bring tens of thousands of extra,
I've never seen it
into the city centre. Everybody's going to benefit. And that's
what they're not going to walk from the city hall around the shops and stuff at Cathedral Quarter to do their shopping when they can do it right beside the city hall. They're going to just do it right there and then go home. Well, the other end of town, the other end of town is not going to get the business.
Mickey, thank you. Brian Lambeg next. Morning, Brian.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
Go ahead.
I think maybe missing the point. The whole point is it's a continental Christmas market where you're bringing stalls and fare that we don't normally get access to in Northern Ireland. Now, if local traders want to put a bit more effort into their Christmas marketing, then maybe they would do better. I could count on one hand the number of local traders in Belfast who actually put an effort into the customer shopping experience. Now, we're all making a drama here this morning about the local traders are local traders. Why would we go to a continental Christmas market to buy stuff that we can buy 12 months a year, 500 metres away from the Christmas market?
Well, that's you told Gavin.
Well, I mean, I think we're all visionary enough to be able to compete with the...
visionary? Belfast. The last couple of years in Belfast, Christmas shopping has been so dire that we no longer go into Belfast anymore because it is so pathetic. It is not a Christmas city centre. There is no vision. There is no enthusiasm from the local stores. The big multinationals put a bit of effort in, and there's a couple of local traders who really put effort in, and they put it in all year round. The rest, they're not worth even looking at because they're overpriced and they don't make the shopping experience worthwhile.
You've got to remember also that the continental market and those stalls, they stay open to 10 o'clock every night. And a lot of the Belfast at 6, 7, and they stay open to 10. And as the last speaker just said, the idea of having a continental market is to bring people from the continent and attract, and we do with...
Well, then attract them all year round, some people might argue. Ask them to commit to Northern Ireland all year round and see how committed they are.
Well, you know, these are Christmas. This is a seasonal market. Now, maybe we should look at other markets, but as I say, we do extra in St. George's Market. As I say, over in East Belfast, we have now linked in with C.S. Lewis Square. These things can happen and they can, and
okay.
They are, I think... They are expanding it.
All right. Chris, thank you very much indeed. Gavin, thank you. Belfast City Council have been back in touch with us about the Christmas market. They've told us that people who run the market, run on behalf of the council, that it's put out to tender and that they put a call out to get traders for the market. It's an online application process. They say that there are some policies around it. For example, a minimum of 30% of these traders are local. But they say it's a continental market, so they do want a good mix of product. There are now 20 chalets at the front of the City Hall grounds, introduced by the council. These are given to local charities and social enterprises in Belfast, and they get a discounted rate. They don't pay as much as other traders. And the Belfast City Council telling us that they want a good mix of products. For example, they don't want to take away from the traders in George's Market with traders selling the same type of stuff. They're not trying to duplicate what's on offer from other traders in the city, where possible.